Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And if you're worried about the biting cold winter wind outside as you prepare to go to work, think about the bracing winds on Wall Street and markets around the world. Joining us now is Hank Potts, analyst at Barclays Wealth. He joins us from London. We've got more capitulation taking place in Asian markets, Hank, after a very, very difficult day on Wall Street, the Dow closing below 8,000, the S&P 500 closing below 800. What does it look like this morning?
It's looking pretty miserable here in London, as you'd probably expect. The follow-through coming into the European bourses as well. The FTSE currently down 90 points. That's 2.2%. I think you're quite right to point out we have got global issues out there. We've got contracting economic growth. Of course, the Fed painted a pretty bleak picture of the US economy, talking about slowing economic growth during the course of this year, contraction next year. We've got declining corporate profitability. We've got rising unemployment, which, of course, is filtering through to much weaker household demand. We continue to see the deleveraging process coming through. And that's a pretty powerful mix of short-term negativity. So no real surprise, I think, that equity markets are under pressure.
Although it seems to me, Hank, that based on what the Fed was saying yesterday and Paulson's comments earlier in the week as well, that the extent and the severity of the recession is overtaking the positive news in the liquidity markets, in the credit markets, that the ability to lend bank to bank and business to business in the commercial paper market isn't having much impact because operations are slowing so severely that people actually don't need to borrow. They don't need to fund operations because they don't expect to have much of them.
Well, I guess you can argue that both ways. They haven't been able to fund their operations, hence we've seen the slowdown coming through. I think you're right to point out we are seeing some more positive signs coming through from the credit markets. Analysts continue to look at those LIBOR rates, those interbank lending rates, which have been coming down. That's seen as a key measure of how much trust there is amongst the banks, although the spreads, you have to say, while have tightened, are still at historically quite high levels coming through. And we have to also, I think, point out that actually the US economy is perhaps in better shape, or the predictions for the US economy are in better shape than we're seeing from economies elsewhere, particularly the Eurozone and here in the UK. At least the authorities in the United States have been aggressive in terms of cutting interest rates. I think they're certainly seen as being ahead of the curve compared to the Bank of England and the European Central Bank, who've waited and waited and waited for inflation to come under control. Now that's dropping like a stone, and they're having to be extra aggressive in terms of cutting interest rates.
Right.
And, of course, your use of fiscal policy has certainly been seen as a benefit, and continued use of that should protect the U.S. economy from a recession turning into a depression.
Well, there's a silver lining there, Hank. If the canaries in the coal mine aren't already all dead at this point, what are you watching today? Is it the level of the Dow or the S&P? Is it Citigroup's stock price as a bellwether, which is now, you know, $6
well,
and change right now?
Yesterday, as you quite rightly say, there is some confidence crisis going on there. Their shares down 23%, I think, yesterday.
Quickly, what are you watching today? Very quickly.
We'll watch out for the data coming through from Barnes & Noble, Freddie Mac, Dow. A lot of companies reporting. She gives a better clue from the U.S.
All right. Hank Potts, analyst at Barclays Wealth, on the line from London, watching a very miserable day on world markets from Asia to Europe and an expected lower opening on Wall Street. Thanks, Hank.